Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Howard. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bruce Howard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The second baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dean Chance. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dean Chance. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Zimmerman, and Killebrew drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford now playing third base. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Howard covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. Zimmerman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Buford out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 0 for 1 in the game. A.G. hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Alts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Tovar covering, for the out. Hansen moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Buford scores. Ward moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhlander. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Uhlander steals second. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-1 in the game. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Veerals hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Uhlander moves to third. Chance moves to second. John Buzzard now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tovar. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee bunts towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. 2 outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Jerry Zimmerman. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Causey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon now catching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew fields the ball and throws to chance covering. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Kenworthy now playing third base. Don Buford now playing second base. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Locker now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Verhaals. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Verhaals steals second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veerall scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez now playing third base. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Walt Williams pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Don McMahon now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Valdespino pinch runs for Bob Allison. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valdespino moves to second. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dean Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Rich Reese now playing first base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.